could be voting on whether to opt out of the European Union before the end of 2017, at about the same time the Australian budget lurches into surplus. Coincidence? I don't think so. The Conservative Party in the UK, it's about to publish a draft parliamentary bill that would legislate for an in-out of the EU, a referendum on that subject. It's a debate which has divided the ruling party in the UK, drawing criticism from the opposition and prompted some concern from across the channel in Germany and France. Aidan O'Donnell is a journalist based in London and joins you now. Aidan, good evening.
Hello there, Jonathan. How are you doing?
I'm sorry to confuse
you.
Good morning. Yes. How likely is this referendum to actually take place? It's quite some way in the future.
It is quite, it's quite a way away, and you can tell anything that people are discussing for 2017 is, it's not something that's people are looking at immediately. I mean, what's happening here really is a political football, or as one commentator called it, parliamentary graffiti. That is, people are declaring their intentions. What's happened is that Cameron has a position of saying that the Prime Minister has a position of saying he'll renegotiate the UK's relationship with Europe. But very recently, this rather minor UK Independence Party, which is opposed to Europe, did quite well in the local elections on its position of pulling out of Europe. So this has put pressure on him. And increasingly, we're seeing a lot of heavyweights from the Conservative Party come out and say that they're in favour of pulling out. And he's been forced into this, publishing this bill today, because the Queen's speech that you may have seen last week, where basically the government's policy is laid out, there will be an amendment tomorrow or the next day, tabled by a bunch of Conservative government MPs saying that they're very unhappy at the Queen's speech because it didn't talk about pulling out of Europe.
How careless of Her Majesty to neglect that important detail.
Yes.
To what extent is this move for the referendum in 2017? Is that an olive branch from David Cameron to the more Conservative in his party?
Well, perhaps less an olive branch than a rear guard action. I mean, people have been talking about him. Of course, the opposition is losing no chance to have a go, but they're talking about him following rather than leading his backbenchers, suggesting that really that it's the rebels in on the backbenches, it's the grandees, people like Norman Lamont, even Boris Johnson, the Mayor of London, Nigel Lawson, a former Chancellor. All these people have come out and said, either have said flat out, we need to leave, or have said, we need to renegotiate. If we're not happy, we need to leave. So he really does have a significant amount of rebels on his hands.
Now, as you say, the recent success by the United Kingdom Independence Party, who are fiercely Eurosceptic, that would suggest that there's a degree, and I guess Boris Johnson's involvement suggests this too, a degree of popular support for the idea of getting out of the EU.
It does, and this, of course, is what's terrifying a lot of the Conservative Party, that they're afraid they're going to lose part of their voter base to people like the UK Independence Party. The last figures I've seen out on the opinion polls are putting UKIP at something like 18%, which is a huge figure, you know, and puts them probably as the third party. Now, of course, they'll be criticised as being a one-policy party. But as long as this is the only thing people are talking about, it's okay to be one policy party.
Aidan O'Donnell, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome.
And a very good morning to you. Aidan O'Donnell is a journalist based in London. On the text message, I'm more interested in Scotland leaving the Union before then. See, it's all falling apart in Europe.